Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Wisconsin is second only to California for the number of organic farms in operation in one state. And over the last few days, La Crosse has been overflowing with advocates for organic farming. The occasion was the 24th annual Organic Farming Conference. The more than 3,400 attendees included farmers themselves and nationally renowned experts such as Maureen Wilmot. Wilmot is director of the Organic Farming Research Foundation, which has funded over $3 million in grants to farmers and scientists to further research on organic growing. Lake Effect environmental reporter Susan Bent spoke by phone with Wilmot, who explained how her organization grew.
Well, it was started by three organic farmers about 22 years ago. And, you know, these were the men and women who were had been farming organic since, you know, the 60s, and they realized that there's no research out there being done for organic farmers, that the research that's being funded at by the federal government and being done at the universities was for, you know, what we call conventional farming, how to farm with chemicals. And so they got together, they pulled their resources, raised money, and started a competitive grants program, a small grants program, where they actually people would submit proposals, they'd be reviewed by organic farmers, and we would award grants. About 5 years into the history of the organization, they realized that there's a lot more money that they could ever give out at the USDA. And they looked around and they saw that, you know, I think three grants had been funded for organic research in the history. So they started the policy side to advocate in D.C. for more federal dollars to be go towards the research grants. And in the 2008 Farm Bill, they got about $78 million. Now, where that is right now with where the Farm Bill is, we have nothing now. But we'll see how that plays out in the next couple of weeks.
Can you describe one or two of these studies or research that your organization has funded?
We fund across the country. While we're based, you know, our offices are in California, we do fund in North America. So we have funded some projects in, you know, Canada as well, but primarily North America. And right, our big area of funding is seeds and breeds, because this is getting organic seed is a big barrier in farming. So we are funding research in that area. Another thing is this GMO kind of resistant corn that they're doing up in North Dakota. You know, a study that I love out in California is some strawberry research on how to, when you grow strawberries, you fumigate the soil. And so this research that we're funding is looking at how do you control pests in strawberry fields without having to use all those nasty chemicals to fumigate the soil. If that, you know, comes through, When that research is finished, you could really change how we grow strawberries in the state of California and across the country. But pardon the pun, our grants are considered somewhat seed grants, where a $15,000 grant from us could help leverage a researcher, start the process, and get the results that then can help lead them to get a $3 million grant from the USDA. And that's what we see happening a lot of times. Many times we see that these small grants that we fund will be the genesis then of organic programs at a university.
Just a little nuts and bolts question. How does the Organic Farming Research Foundation raise its funds in order to provide those seed grants?
So we are a nonprofit, and we count on contributions from foundations, from corporations, organic corporations, and individuals and farmers. You know, we just finished up our end of the year annual appeal, and you know, those $10 and $25 contributions from farmers around the country really, really make a difference. So, not only are, you know, we get, as I said, large grants from foundations and corporations, but farmers are parting with their hard-earned cash to support our work, and that is invaluable in many ways. It also helps in our policy arena, being able to say that, you know, farmers across the country are supporting. They need what we're doing, and they want good policies, and they want this research, and they're willing to, you know, send in their contributions to make this happen.
I believe that the foundation recently released a health and prosperity report.
Yes, and this was a long time coming, and this is a report that looks at existing research, looking at the many benefits that organic farming provides to society, even beyond the good food and healthy food that we put on our tables. And it was existing research done in the last decade in North America. And so we collected all this research, analyzed it, and we looked at the economic, more robust rural economies where you have organic farmers located. You have cleaner air, cleaner water. In fact, we quoted a project that was done at the University of Michigan that looked at reduction in nitrogen runoff from organic farms. And it all goes back to the soil. We found that in organic farms, it's about growing their soil. And the soil can hold on to the nitrogen, and it's released slower. And so you have less runoff. It gives the plants time to use it, so you have less runoff into the waterways. And I always tell this story because actually my background is in ocean conservation, ocean marine biology. But I've eaten organic all my life, and you have kids, so I buy organic food and grow a little organic garden. But I started looking into this research, and when I saw this report coming out of the University of Michigan, I called up my husband, who also does ocean conservation, and I said, you know, we could clean up the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico if we just converted all the farms along the Mississippi Basin to organic, because we would reduce nitrogen runoff by 50%. And it was this big aha moment for me of the benefits that organic brings beyond just the good food we puts on our table. So the Health and Prosperity Report, it's available for free off our website at ofrf.org, and people can download it for free. And it was designed for policymakers, for fellow advocates, to give them the background, the science, you know, background the reasons why we need policies to support organic farming.
I realize that you can't personally speak to the 22-plus years of the foundation's work, but I wondered what, over that time, could be cited as progress in mm-hmm. organic farming and obstacles.
Well, let's talk about, you know, the progress. I think first, you know, in the 2008 Farm Bill, getting more than $78 million for competitive research grants at the USDA. You know, one of the other things is there is a position at the USDA now, kind of this organic overseer, and that's filled by our former policy director, Mark Lipson, from OFRF. I think the other thing that is, you know, really great progress, organic is on the table, not at the dinner table, but on the policy table. It's being discussed. We have people who are in Congress who are, you know, who are organic farmers. Testa from Montana and Shelley Pingree from Maine. It is being discussed. We may not win every battle, but we're in the discussion. Our voice is being heard. That is huge progress.
What are you concerned about, though? What are the obstacles?
I think that while we've made huge progress, it is going to have to be this constant drumbeat and this constant being there, because we are overshadowed by bigger interests. And so we have to be smarter and be strategic and ensuring that the interest of the organic farmers, which is also a public interest, because it means a healthier community, better food, better waterways, better cleaner air, is continued to be heard and addressed. So I think that's one of our major obstacles.
So you had your aha moment when you thought, oh my gosh, if we treat soil in the right way, we can impact oceans. Do you feel as strongly that it's a doable mission?
Absolutely. You know, OFR's vision is that organic farming will be the leading form of agriculture in this country. And, you know, it's a lofty vision. And that's what every day I come to work to make sure that we're one acre closer to that vision. And it is lofty, but it will be doable.
Maureen Wilmot is executive director of the California-based Organic Farming Research Foundation. She spoke with Susan Bentz from La Crosse, where she was one of the attendees at the 24th Annual Organic Farming Conference.